Alrighty, and here we go, and a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from Longbox podcast. This is episode 180.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Oh.
What are we reading? I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Caleb Gerard.
And Murray Fox is off doing some family things today, and couldn't join us. Hope he's things are good. And as the title says, we're going to be talking about stuff we're reading right now.
Stuff and things.
Yep.
Things and stuff. Hey, real quick.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, man. Worked out pretty good.
What is that?
Said it was a pretty good birthday.
Did you get toys?
I got a Subway gift certificate from my sister, which is always good. I need to find that now that I remember. It's over here somewhere. And I got a Ninja Turtle movie from my mom and dad, though it was the new one with Megan Fox. There was a little wires crossed, but I'm not going to say anything. It was fine. But that was about it. That's all.
I saw that.
Yeah.
We saw that in the theater.
It wasn't too bad. Yeah. Well, it's Megan Fox is the thing. But hey, you know, whatever. But yeah, I bought a bunch of my stuff for myself during Christmas time, so I didn't really ask for too much.
Well, like, you're an adult. You're not supposed to ask for things at your birthday.
Well, that's true. Mom's like, oh, no, we need to get you something. I'm like, okay, here's my Amazon wish list of all the movies that I want, and that movie was not on it at all, so they got me. I don't know. Anyway, it's fine.
So. I love when the people who have absolutely no clue about this hobby are buying you a gift. It's like, oh, God, so close.
Yeah, I know. It's like... Well, yeah, that was on there, but the one from the 90s. But, hey, you know, whatever. I shouldn't even say anything because, you know, they're great. They're my folks. They're great people, you know.
One year I was I was part of a White Elephant Christmas thing, you know, a Secret Santa type thing. And someone got me something, that a book about Joe Simon. And I'm like, that's really interesting, but okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's better than some of the things I've gotten in the past. Like, what was it? I got a window cleaner thing that looked like it was off of, infomercial for my car, you know. And I think I got foot warmers one time, but not from my parents, from somebody else, which, you know, I run hot. I don't ever need to be warmed up, barely ever. Anyway, just stuff like that. It was kind of it's just crazy. So at least it was close, and the kids will like it. I'm sure the kids will like it. So it's all good. It's all good.
I'll enjoy it. It's a fun movie, and you know, if you go into it with mediocre expectations, it actually meets those expectations. It actually exceeded my mediocre expectations.
See, I guess that's why I've never really had it. Everybody's got – I mean, most people you talk to have a problem with the Man of Steel movie. But after Superman Returns, I went into it and I had zero expectations. So it was like, oh, wow, I really enjoyed that because it way exceeded my expectations, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So – Yeah, a bunch of people got killed, but, I mean, you know, I don't know, anyway. That's a whole other podcast, isn't it?
It will be eventually when it runs this time next, no, a little bit later than this time next year.
Oh, yeah, Batman and Superman, because the rumor is that they're going to break it up into two.
Really? Don't.
There was... some picture taken at some con, and it showed them as two movies. So, well, with all the people that they're putting in it, you know, it's gonna at least an hour of introducing characters. Because I've heard Cyborg and Nightwing, and of course Wonder Woman, and I don't know, a couple other Justice League people, and because it's supposed to lead into a Justice League movie. I mean, Jesus.
Aquaman's supposed to be in it.
Yeah, so. That's right, yeah. Good. You know what? At least they pick somebody good for that.
Make it 2.5 hours. People will sit through a 2.5 hour superhero movie if it's good. They did it with Avengers. They did it with the Guardians of the Galaxy. If it's good, no one looks at their watch.
Yep, that's right. So anyway, yeah, I'm kind of hoping they don't do that too. But what are you gonna do? You know, what you gonna do?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if I know anybody who works at Warner Brothers, but nobody with any power.
So. Hey, that's not a, that is something to think about, I guess, huh? I might have to look at my contacts again.
Yeah.
So, what we are reading?
What am I reading? I'm reading lots of Batman stuff recently.
Really now?
I'm reading 4 or 5 Bat titles right now. I think it's 5. It might be more, but...
Jeez, I think you're reading more than I am.
I've got Batgirl.
Okay.
Grayson.
Yeah.
Detective.
Oh, really?
Batman and Batman and Robin.
Yeah, Batman and Batman and Robin's the only ones I'm really reading. I'm trying to get back into Eternal, but I haven't caught up yet.
Eternal. There's 6.
Yeah, I started at the beginning and read through like all of them I had. I think I got like 2 left. I might start actually buying that again.
You know, it's taken a turn for the better.
I think the problem is reading it weekly. When I do read, you know, I might like subscribe and wait till I get 3 weeks in and then read them all at once. And it seemed like it read a lot better, 20 some odd issues all in one shot. But anyway,
that's what I do. I bank them for like 3 weeks and then read them, and then
yeah.
It feels a lot more satisfying than, like you said, than week to week. It felt like it was a lot of filler week to week, but if you stretch it out, you plug in, you know, 60 pages back to back, it's actually quite a bit of story in there.
Yeah. See, so that's what I'm gonna do, is try it that way.
I was actually kind of curious how they were going to go with like the Batwing story along with Jim Corrigan, and I was like, "What the hell is this happening?"
Yeah.
It was the whole mysticism thing. It had zero to do with the rest of it, but they're finally finding a tie for it, which is good.
Yeah. Oh, and it looks like I've waited long enough that they're a dollar cheaper, most of them. So there's a bonus.
Or you can just wait for the trades. I'm sure that they're going to trade them.
Oh, yeah. The first trade's already out.
Was that right? Well,
yeah, I don't know how much is in it. Let me look here. How many issues? Yeah, you can. It's $30. You can buy it on Amazon right now. That's 21 issues. That's
really?
Almost. Because I think
that.
Yeah, I think that's. The last one I bought was 22.
Wow, 21 issues?
Jeez, yeah, that's what it said. Well, the least the one on Comixology, I'd have to look on Amazon.
For $30?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
Dude, that's going to be a fat book.
Yeah, it's definitely. I'll see if the print one's the same.
It's like 400 pages? No way.
Probably.
Wow. That's like showcase thickness.
Yeah, they've got volume 1 and 2. They got volume 1 is already out, and they've got volume 2 already solicited for July. Let me see if it's all of those issues here. Make sure.
But if it's 21 in volume 1,
yeah.
That's basically they got to put the rest of the series in volume 2, because if they put 21 again, that's 42 issues. That's only 10 issues left.
Okay. The second one is 22 through 34.
Oh, a little smaller.
Yeah. And that's not doesn't come out until July, and it's 2806. Volume 1 on Amazon right now is $26.35, so a little bit cheaper than the Comixology version, and it's only $25.03 on Kindle.
That's like just a little over $1 an issue. That's wow.
Yeah, it is. If I hadn't already bought all 21 of them, I'd get that. If I was going to buy it, it'd be the physical one.
Well, as much as those early issues kind of meandered, I would say that's an awesome purchase.
Mm-hmm.
If someone were looking to get into what Batman is going on with right now, that would be a great buy.
Right now, I'm trying to get the actual the regular Batman series in trade, because that's a real good reread, rereadable, I think.
What do you think of what they're doing with the return of the Joker?
It's some damn good comics. Some of the best Batman. I mean, everything that he's done, except for maybe a few minor things that I can't think of off the top of my head, his Batman is some of the best Batman I have read in my entire Batman reading career, I would say.
This is his Snyder's claiming this is the last Joker story he's ever going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That means that if he stays in the book for another 5 years, he's never going to do the Joker again.
Well, the Joker should be that way.
True.
That is not a character that that's like the nuclear device of comics. It's about Batman villains. I mean, seriously. That's the nuclear option. The way that he's portraying him right now is the way he should be. You know, and the way they did it in A Dark Knight. You know, the Batman that was in the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton. I mean, yeah, that was, I'm spacing on the actor's name.
Jack Nicholson?
Yes. I mean, great actor, but that was more funny than dangerous. The Joker, as it should be, in my opinion anyway, is more like Heath Ledger and what he's doing. And there's been other times in history that, you know, that they've done it that way, like the one Killing Joke. I mean, that's a character that should not be pulled out very often.
Well, I tend to disagree that the Joker in Batman, the Michael Keaton one, was funny, but...
Well, if you look at the two, though, is what I mean.
I thought he was as vicious as the Heath Ledger one.
It was just easier to laugh at, I guess, would be the thing.
Yeah, no, he had the cute little costumes. I got it. Yeah. He was all fashion friendly.
Right.
With his beret and his stuff. Anyhow, Batman, again, when you said Eternal, I couldn't believe it. I'm reading six Batman titles. I mean,
yeah.
Granted, two of them don't have Batman in them, which are Grayson and Batgirl, but...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That Batgirl we read, that was actually really good. I just haven't thought about buying it since then.
It's good. I mean, I don't know. It wanes for me. Sometimes it's really great. Sometimes it kind of, I'm okay with it, you know, issue to issue. And then there was the whole people bitching about them making a cross-gender character a villain. It's like, you know what? So what? Did you read all that? Did you read all that controversy?
No, I haven't read much controversy in a while. But people just need to... Everybody is so sensitive about everything. It doesn't matter what you do. You're going to piss somebody off.
Yes. And then the writer did a little apology letter. About it. It's like, oh my God, so that means every time they make a black guy a villain, or they make an Irish guy a villain, or they make a woman a villain, that someone's going to get offended and someone's going to have to write an apology.
Man, this is conspiracy theory, of course, kind of talk, but I mean, sometimes I wonder if that's what the rich people do to keep us, you know, it's like we're all bitching at each other instead of what they're doing. I mean,
no. It's the Fox, what do you call it? I'm blanking on the word, but yes, they're driving us crazy with their inane nonsense.
Yeah.
Detective's good. I'm enjoying that. I like.
Who's reading that right now? I mean, writing it.
It is Francis Manapul.
Okay.
He's writing and drawing it, and it's good. It's not great.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of. I would like to see him go back to Flash, to be honest with you, but
mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, goodness gracious, the guy is so far.
Yeah, I haven't read any of that since they did that.
His take on the villains is good. His art is awesome, of course. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. I'm trying to remember what happened. He's been using I want to see Clayface recently.
Okay.
So if you're looking for some really good looking Clayface stuff, it's a fun book. And then of course Batman and Robin.
That's my favorite, one of my favorite books out there.
I'm interested to see where Tomasi's going to take Super Robin.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, I have to admit.
Because Batman doesn't usually have the superpowers in it. That's one of the strengths of that line of books.
Yes, I agree. I would imagine, I bet you it wears off.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because that'll be too much. Because that kid's, he's going to be all arrogant again, so.
I know he will never do it, but I would love to hear Grant Morrison's reaction to them bringing Damian Wayne back.
Mm-hmm.
I know he will never ever say anything. He's too smart, and he knows that if he ever wants to go back to DC, he should keep his mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, I agree totally. So,
cool. Speaking of Morrison, Multiversity. Have you been keeping up on that?
Yeah. I'm gonna try to when it comes out.
Yeah, that was. I thought it was gonna be more. I thought there were gonna be more frequent things going on with
it's
it.
Like, and it's what it took like 8 years to do, and then it comes out every other 3 months.
For me, there's only been one good issue. So,
which one is that?
The Thunderworld one, the Shazam.
Oh, you know what? I haven't read that yet.
It's fun.
I've got it, but I haven't read it.
I've not liked another single one of the Multiversity books.
I liked the Society of Superheroes one. I liked all that Silver Age tie-ins. The Just one with all the selfies, and it was like reading a 90210 episode. I hated that. Pax Americana was a little bit too gruesome, but I need to read the Thunderworld one. I haven't got to that yet.
It's good. I think that if Grant Morrison ever said, "Hey, I'm going to come back and do a superhero book for DC," which I know he said he's never going to do, but never's a long time.
Yeah, I've all heard it before.
Captain Marvel would be a good, or the Shazam line would be a good one for him, because he's got a feel for that wackiness that goes on in the Shazam world.
Oh, no wonder I haven't read it yet. I had to redo my tablet, and I haven't downloaded them. That one. Well, it doesn't come out frequently enough for me to remember. But I'll tell you, the handbook that's coming out, I actually bought a physical copy of it just because I love that kind of crap. So I'm looking forward to reading that.
The who's who type stuff?
Yeah, I love that stuff. I always get all those secret files, and I've got a huge collection of that kind of crap. I'd like to get my Who's Who bound, if I could find a place that was around here that was reputable. I just need to, talk to them and have them do a test of something that,
I can get rid of. What's that one that the Comic Geek Speed guys always used?
I don't know if they're in business anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, there they are. Okay.
Weird. Some of those volumes look... I had always sworn that I was going to do that to my Firestorm one, and I never did. It looked really good. The idea of slicing my comic books up just...
I know. That's why I haven't done it so far.
Taking a razor blade to my...
And the prevalence of trades are so much more now, too. Well, especially the omnibuses. I need to get that second JSA one.
Isn't the Who's Who, aren't they going to be in Showcase? Are they showcasing that?
They might. That's a good question. I really don't
know. I thought I saw somewhere that Who's Who was going to be Showcase.
Well, they've done some things in Showcase that I didn't think they'd ever do.
Well, the Blue Beetle one is out, which I may actually...
Yeah, I need to get that.
...dig up. Here's a good book. Switch companies real quickly.
Yeah.
And I know you don't like the character, but I know you like Hawkeye. But this Hawkeye Deadpool miniseries was so good.
I heard it was.
It was over the top awesome. It was. It had that indie feel like the Hawkeye book did, and with just a little with the Deadpool, you know, over the top twist to it every once in a while. But they didn't. They focused more on the indie feel and brought almost like brought Deadpool into that world rather than how they usually do it with bringing everyone into the Deadpool world.
I see.
Really good, and it in continuity with the Black Cat. I know you don't read Amazing Spider-Man, but she's. Mm-hmm. She's gone bad guy again, and
Has she now?
And
so yeah, got I need her, to catch up on that too.
They've got her as the villain. It's really, really good. I'm sure that I'm gonna check and see if there's a trade for it. And I think I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Going right now to Amazon.
Oh wait, no. According to Amazon, the Blue Beetle thing doesn't come out till February.
Oh, okay. I thought it was out. All right.
Yeah.
And what about Who's Who?
I don't see anything for it. I'll have to do a Google search and see if there's an article about that out there. Well, while you're doing that, hold on. Showcase. Okay. Some of the stuff. There it is. Oh. They said there was one done in June of 07.
Goodness gracious, yes, I see that as well.
Okay, well, let's see. What of course, I'm reading Batman and Batman and Robin. Two really good ones by Kurt Busiek. I've always been a big fan. Of course, Astro City is really good. Really enjoying that. I've always loved that. I'd love to do a podcast on just it, and maybe even get him on, because I'm on his Facebook friends, and he on his friend list, and he talks to people a lot. I bet you he would do it. You know, Astro City talked about that a lot, but that's been out there. So, but one people might not know about is one that come out from Image. It's called, it was first called Tooth and Claw, period. But then he had to change it because of some kind of copyright problems. Now it's called The Autumn Lands, Tooth and Claw. But it is a magic-based thing. And the first issue was 48 pages, and it's rated mature, mostly for the gore. But it's basically anthropomorphic animals in a world of pretty much all magic. And it's just really good, really well written. And I really enjoy it. I'm trying to think what happens. There's a... I don't remember why they do it, but they're trying to bring back... Things are going bad in the world, and they're trying to bring back this ancient... the great champion, and a bunch of mages after one disaster, they get together and they try to bring him back, and well, they'd actually do, but I mean, there's like, you know, humanoid cats and warthogs, you know, eagles, ferrets, the whole bit, and then they, you know, there's like the lower races, servant races, or rebelling, and it's really good stuff. If you like sword
music,
yeah, okay. yeah. Look it up, and but yeah, they bring back this great champion, and well, there's some nudity here because there's the guy. Well, I won't spoil it, but I knew that's what it was going to be when I started reading it, but. If you like sword and sorcery fantasy stuff, it is really good. Who's the artist on it? I need to get that. Hold on a second. The artist is Benjamin Dewey, which sounds familiar to me. But yeah, it's really good stuff. There's a lot. Now, if you're one of those ones that they don't want more than one speech balloon on a page, then yeah, this isn't for you. because it's very talky. But, yeah, Ben Dewey, here he is. Yeah, I think he's done all kinds of stuff.
Well, Pacific music is very talky. I still read, on occasion, Astro City, and yes, there are sometimes more speech bubbles per panel than there is art. So.
Yeah, and the reason I don't recognize anything he's done else.
Looks like he did some Last Airbender issues.
Oh, yeah, it's like some Star Wars stuff. I'm looking at some of his pages he's got.
So he was a Dark Horse guy. Now he's Image. Okay, yeah. Got it.
But it's just really, really good. And my thing is, it's an alternate history kind of thing. And he drops these text pieces in that talks about the world, and I always like to, you know, to read that kind of stuff. It's like, well, how did this world get this way? And it's just completely different than anything he's done, and it's not superhero at all, that's for sure. But it's really good stuff, so I really enjoyed it. There's only two issues that have come out so far, and there is no advertising in it at all.
Even in the back, Image usually throws in some of their other titles into the back of the book. They didn't,
I don't think so. Wow. No, those. Yeah, there's just one ad there. That one that we talked about to Paul Tobin about, that I Was the Cat from Oni Press. There's an ad for it in this issue, but the first one was 48 pages, no ads in it. So yeah, second issue is 30.
Tooth and Claw, right?
Yeah, that was what it was called first, but now it's Autumn, the Autumn Lands Tooth and Claw.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah, they had to change the title after the second issue. So,
speaking of old school guys, you must be pretty jazzed about what IDW is putting out coming up here.
Yeah, which what was that?
Really, you didn't see that they're going to be putting Wade and Kitson's.
Absolutely. I actually subscribe to the Thrillbit website so I can read that when it comes out. It's like $4 a month, and you get all a bunch of extra stuff on their website. So I would prefer it in an actual trade. It reads a lot better. They've done really good stuff with it.
So as I understand it, the IDW is going to take Empire, and they're going to but the ones that they've been doing for Thrillbit, they're just going to republish them physically, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So I already got that. And they're going to do it with Insufferable, too, which is a really good comic.
And that's about jerk superheroes, right?
Well, it's basically a riff. Well, you know, like Irredeemable was basically him taking Superman and making him just go batshit evil. This is kind of a riff on the Insufferable is a riff on the Batman and Robin dynamic. Robin becomes a real asshole, and he outs himself and this character Nocturnus, which is obviously a great detective. He's a great detective character, and it just follows from there because they were rich and the whole bit. And it's just a riff on that. It's a really good comic, though. It's, lots of three dimensional stuff going on there. Yes, and the most, and he gave himself this challenge because I read about it, and because you could buy some of the Insufferable stuff on Comixology too. He actually, the worst villain death trap I've ever seen. It had this guy kidnap a bunch of infants, and he had them in those things like you can carry a baby when they're facing out, all over his body. And he had a bomb strapped to him, too. So I was like, how the hell do you get out of that? So, I mean, it's just weird-ass stuff. But it's really good.
That is weird-ass.
Yeah.
I agree. It's,
you know, I mean, when he's allowed to do whatever he wants, he does stuff. Because, I mean, the Empire is a perfect example of that. It's just so out there, it's awesome. But, you know, it's good stuff. It really is.
I will I'm going to look for it when it comes out in print. I'm actually, I have the original six issues from way back a gazillion years ago. So.
Yeah, and they did a DC reprinted some of it. That's when they, because they only did actually two issues when it first came out with that eight comics thing that they tried to start.
Right, with Perez and company. Through Dark Horse, I think.
Yes. Yeah. And then, so then DC picked up the rights to it for a while. So, yeah, that's why he's republishing it again, because he got the rights. I still need to finish Irredeemable. I've got most of the trades. I'd like to see how that finished. So, but, yeah, it's I highly recommend it. And there's some good – another one that's on Thrillbent that's really good. I don't think you have to pay to read it is the – where the hell is it? And you can get some of those on Comixology too. It is the and I think it's going to be printed. Damn it, I can't think of it. The Damnation of Charlie, Wormwood. And it's based on a true. It's this guy. He works as a teacher in prisons, and in real life. So he took some of the stuff that he's seen and heard about and turned it into a story, and it's really good.
Okay, I will keep it in mind. I tend to read my comics at work where we don't have internet access. So
I can understand. Well, that's why one of the reasons I bought a little mobile hotspot when I was working at my last job, so I could I can download them when they come out.
I'm just downloading patches. Yeah,
that's it. But let's see, what else am I reading?
I got East of West every month.
See, I fell off of that. I wanted to get the actual physical trades. I haven't read that in a while.
It'll read better in trade anyhow. It's really good month to month, mm-hmm. but there's definitely so much content and so much character buildup issue to issue that and there's so many characters too.
Oh, I know. And that's one of the reasons why I like that too, is that alternate history thing too.
Totally. It's totally alternate future history of mm-hmm. the world, and they actually he put out, which you should probably pick up. They put out a like a Who's Who issue of it.
Oh, did they? Cool.
Yeah, where it has that one short story, but then the rest of it is basically Who's Who in the East of West world, as the geography of the world.
See, I think my dad would like that too, because he's a big history. I'm sure you could read it without a knowledge of history, but knowing how history really went and then reading that, you probably would enjoy it more, I think. I think that's why I like it so much.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, if he's into science fiction versions of it, then yeah, he would definitely dig on it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you definitely have to, because it is very science fiction-y, and it's also got not fantasy elements, I guess, sort of, because there's the four the four horsemen of the apocalypse are in there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's
it's very neat.
And they're kids, which always amuses the hell out of me.
Yeah, right. I think they're coming out with a deluxe edition of the paperback versions.
I would recommend, yeah, trades. Yeah, again, like I said, good month to month, but there's got to be 20 regular characters going on in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're only 16 issues in, and somehow they all are very deep characters, very built-up characters, but I sometimes lose track of who's who. Luckily, the art is clean enough that I can tell who's who. But
yeah, that's how I got into it in the first place, was they had a sale. And I got the first volume of it, and that's how I got hooked on it. And it's based on I think you said it was good. It was like five issues in the first one.
Yeah.
And the physical trade of it is only $6.31 right now. But I could have swore I saw somewhere in solicits that they were going to do a deluxe edition of it. But
I hope so. That would be cool. A nice. Hardcover, big, oversized thing or something?
Yeah, which is how I'm getting the Sixth Gun. Last year when I went to Planet Comic Con, I bought it from Colin Bullen, Cullen. How the hell are you saying?
Bun,
that's it. Yeah, I got get two or three guys mixed up there. And he signed it and everything. He got the artist to sign it. And this it's a huge book. And the next one's coming out pretty soon. So I'm trying to think.
Colin Bunn.
Lazarus, there's another one I really enjoy. It doesn't come out frequently enough for me. Greg Rucka, which I got the two trades, but of course, on the 2nd of December, they came out with the hardcover version. So, I don't know. I might have to double dip. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. But I really like that. I haven't read any of his Stump Down yet. The new stuff. I need to. But, what else? What else we got?
Saga's meandering a little bit, but it's still really good.
I don't know. I just didn't care for that as much as everybody else did. It was okay.
It has its ups and downs. I think recently it's been a little iffy. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people would disagree, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've read better books. I've read worse. Yeah. Read a lot worse.
Yeah.
Recently read a lot worse. So,
like the Justice League United thing?
Okay. I'm making not a full 180 on that, but the latest issue almost redeems the previous four issues or three issues of it. It's almost.
I don't know. It's just my problem is that so how out of character the characters are.
Well, and again, I think, and I mentioned this on Facebook, I think that all of the mischaracterizations and all of the quote-unquote errors that everyone's been catching, they're not. They're not mischaracterizations. They're not errors. It's all part of the story, and that, unfortunately...
That makes sense.
It'll come, you know, when we get to maybe next issue or the issue after, God, I hope it doesn't drag out for that long, but it will be like, okay... This is what you've been seeing. This is why when, you know, panel to panel, there's different characters keep popping up. And no one notices. No one cares because it's something to do with the story.
Yeah, there's only two more parts to it.
Okay. Well, I this latest issue, like I said,
No, I admit it was better.
Much. Much, much, much better. But still. Whew.
Yeah.
Still rough.
Slightly. Slightly.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. It's Legion, and we don't have any Legion going on anywhere else. So.
That's for sure.
So we got to take what we can get, and so hopefully they step it up.
Yeah.
It's Jeff Lemire, so got to have faith. No, I don't got to have faith, but. It helps to it.
Yeah, and some of the stuff. See, I've liked his stuff that wasn't DC or other characters. The stuff he's done on his own a lot better than the stuff he's done. You know, I'm not as big a fan as other people are. I guess you could say.
No, and that's fair.
But I've liked this series until this storyline, actually. I've enjoyed it. I like the character. I like Martian Manhunter. I always have, and it's good to see him.
I admit I endured the first few issues just to get to this storyline, and then
it's
been a hard slog for me. I'm mm-hmm. I would not recommend buying those early issues, but I know a lot of other people would. They like the tone and stuff. I'm just not.
That's what I liked about it.
So, well, to each their own. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily, there's about 200 monthly comics to choose from.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
And 100 and plus are Marvel and DC.
Yeah, and let's see. I'm trying to think. One I haven't read yet that I want to. When they had that, it was a comic a day. Oh, how about Thanos versus Hulk? Have you read any of that?
I read the first one because I like Jim Starlin. But
yeah, the plot is kind of silly, but I don't really care. It's Starlin, and I'm reading it.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll take a look eventually.
Yeah, the second issue just came out. The one I didn't get to, I was talking about Zub about in the first place, was this IDW has the Dungeons & Dragons license, and they're doing this series called Legends of Baldur's Gate. And anybody that's ever read and done any old-school computer RPGs knows of the Baldur's Gate series. Big fan of those. I've had all of them. And one of there was a character in there called Minsk. He's a big, bald ranger with a purple tattoo on his head, and he carries around with him a miniature, gigantic space hamster called Boo. And that character is in this, and it's hilarious. I'm really enjoying it. That's why I was bringing up Jim Zub in the first place.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, this is official D&D, but it's hilarious because you play the game, and, you know, it's like old school graphics, which that's kind of making a resurgence in gaming right now. But, you know, they'd have voice actors do certain things. Well, like one of the things he would scream out when he'd attack is, "Go for the eyes, Boo! Go for the eyes!" And you could look in his inventory, and there would be the little hamster. And you try to move it out of there and put something else there, it would go, squeak! It's hilarious. It's just one of those things, like little Easter eggs they put in there. But this character is in there, and he'll say, thanks, yeah, here you go. Nira, hold mighty Boo while I demonstrate to these evils why swords are made for stabbing. That's the kind of... Huh?
I was just going to say, it's funny that you should mention D&D, because it's... I was just told by a friend of mine that one of the that local comic book store holds a weekly D&D, which I'm going to look into.
Yes, because I haven't looked into it very much, but my friend of many, many, many years, I've known since probably fourth grade, that we've, in fact, I hung out with him this weekend at he was playing at a local pizza / pub. He was, you know, at one point never going to buy another D&D game again, you know, official D&D, because what Wizard had done to it, blah, 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 and got a copy of the new DM guide as a gift, and he's usually a dungeon master and not, you know, a player, and he says it's the best ever. So I'm like, if he says it's good, then, yeah, that's cool, so...
So I just noticed something solicited, and I didn't know that this had come out, and I'm wondering if you picked it up, was Star Trek Planet of the Apes.
No, I didn't.
You did not, okay.
I've never been a Planet of the Apes fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. There was they did a Doctor Who crossover. I think I got one issue and forgot about it. I need to pick it up.
And it sucked?
No.
Yes, it did.
I don't. I think it did, yeah. It wasn't all that great. Yeah. And it was the, I think the Matt Smith doctor was the one that was in it, and at the time I couldn't stand Matt Smith, which I'm getting better on that. I've actually finished the first Matt Smith season, I believe, and started the next one.
He grows on you.
Yeah, he does. And it was the Amy Pond character that I didn't care for either, so that made it, you know, even worse.
And she definitely grows on you.
Yeah, she does. She does. And I have more respect for her as an actress after seeing her in Guardians of the Galaxy. Totally different character. And she's actually going to be at Planet Comic Con in March. So that should be interesting. So is the guy that plays Arrow. I'm probably not going to go as the full 3 days this time, though, because there's not as many people as a draw to me this time, so...
Boy, those Arrow guys get around. They're going to be a couple of them are going to be at the Phoenix Con in May. It's like, oh my god!
Yeah, John Barrymore is going to be there. Who else? Michael Rooker.
Black guy plays I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Michael Rooker's on Arrow?
No. He's going to be there, but he's not on Arrow. No.
Yeah, I was going to say that's Walking Dead, but
yeah. And there's going to be a couple Walking Dead people. And three people from Guardians of the Galaxy, well, you know, of course, Karen Gillian, Michael Rooker, and one of the guys, he's been in some other movie, but he was like Michael Rooker's character's second in command in Guardians of the Galaxy. I forget the guy's name, but he's going to be there.
Isn't he the director's brother?
Something like that. Yeah, it probably is.
Fun. Con season is starting to ramp up here, so.
Yeah, then. Let's see.
I'm debating making a run at San Diego 2016. When it comes around to after 2015's over, I'm going to take a look and see what not 2015 the year, but 2015 San Diego. I'm going to take a look and see if I can get some passes to 2016.
There you go.
I don't feel like paying though. I'm going to see if I can find a back door.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is the actor's brother. You're right, Sean Gunn.
The director's brother, yeah.
And it's the Carl Ewells from Ewells, or however you say it, from Princess Bride. You know, the
Cary Ewells, cool.
Cary Ewells, yeah, that's it.
He's been on Psych a couple of times.
Yeah. So Scott Wilson.
Who's that?
And he's played that Maggie's father off of Walking Dead. The one that got, you know, headed
like
the old guy. He's gonna be there. The guy that's Firestorm from Flash. You got a guy that was on Angel that's also on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Jerry Lawler, the king of wrestling. He's getting it. See, it's not as big a deal this time. And the comic creators, some of the same ones, and Katie Cook's going to be there.
Katie Cook, she gets out.
Yeah, and, you know. And so it's not quite as big as, you know, draw as it was last time for me. So I doubt I'll go the whole 3 days. I'll go up on Sunday and get a bunch of cheap stuff and see. But it's only 3 hours away. So that's something I should go to, I'm sure.
Oh, let me see. We've got here in Phoenix, we've got the first one coming up here is the Amazing Arizona Comic Convention, which is February 13th to the 15th. And right now, let me see, comic book-wise, we've got Steve McNiven is going to be there, Rob Liefeld, Capullo is going to be there, Perez.
Oh, there you go.
Mark Bagley, Kevin Eastman, Matt Mastros. I could go hang with him for a few minutes. Let me see who else, comic book wise. Not anything else, but actually pretty small. In terms of, let me see, who's going to be there media wise, though? Let's see who the. Some Sailor Moon people will come. Oh my god, the Power Rangers. Listen to this. They're going to have, let me see, the Red Ranger is going to be there.
Oh,
Blue
yeah.
Ranger, Blue Ranger, another Blue Ranger.
I heard
Ranger.
They were doing that.
Next, Matt Nastros. Actually, it's getting pretty small this year. Usually, they have a bunch of the Walking Dead people there. The first year that they had the Amazing Comic Con, they had the Chandler kid. I can't remember actors' names. I apologize. The Asian kid, Maggie. Oh, and what's her name? The blonde who was on there. She ended up killing herself with that horrible name. Sorry,
you terrible. Lost me there, dude.
The one she was sleeping with the governor for a while on the TV show.
No, I have no clue.
No idea. What the hell is he talking about? I have no idea. He's lost his mind.
Oh, now they see. There's one person that Murray'd like to see. Don Rosa is going to be there.
Old school.
Yeah.
And then at Phoenix Comic Con in May, we got Charisma Carpenter.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Edward James Olmos. Hey, here's one for you. Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, that sounds familiar.
Aquaman.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he was good in Stargate Atlantis as well.
And then Mark Wolfman will be there, and Mike Zack.
Oh, no way.
Paul Cornell.
Now, see, that would be good if I could get to that.
Ooh, and Summer Glau.
Oh, yeah, I like her. She's awesome.
The list is short, but it's not until May, so it'll
yeah, work. Yeah.
Edward James Olmos, that'd be kind of cool, except they probably want to charge like $40
$50 for a picture with him.
Jeez Louise.
Last time I went to Chicago Comic Con, he was there, and the guy that played Colonel Ty and one of the other actors, and they were charging $50 for autographs. Oh, it might have been, no, yeah, $50 for autographs and an extra $50 just to get your picture with him. So, yeah, I didn't even walk up there. I wanted to meet him, but I saw that, and I'm like, man, you know, I didn't have as much money that time as I've had in the past, so I really couldn't afford it. So I snuck a picture of him from afar.
Yeah, I've done that with us. But I, like, friends of ours, they went to that the Comic-Con in Phoenix here a few weeks ago back in December, the Fan Fest, and there were two of the doctors were there. And they paid $80 to have a picture with both of them. They paid $80 freaking for a photograph.
Yeah, I paid $50 to have my picture with the Star Trek people I did last time.
Yeah, but how many of them were there in the shot?
All of them were there from Next Generation, except for Patrick Stewart.
See, $50 for all of them, I would.
No. It was like $100 or something for all, I think.
Oh.
Maybe $200.
Oh my god.
It was a lot. And if Stewart was there, I probably would have done it, but and then of course Shatner wanted $75 for his. And if you try to take his picture, somebody come up there and jump in front.
Beat you?
Yeah, just about. It was sad.
Speaking of Patrick Stewart, he and McKellen, I just saw this on Comic Book Research. They're not going to be in the next X-Men movie.
Yeah, I did. I saw that too.
So, our Xavier and Magneto will be the new guys.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in it.
Yeah, they. They pretty much redid the whole movies with that Days of Future Past. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
Oh, yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. Oh, I did, too. Yeah, but, I mean, everything that happened, and especially the third one, thank God, that movie has been erased from existence. I hated that movie so bad.
I didn't hate it. I have dismissed it, but I didn't hate it.
Oh, I did. I was cussing it in the theater.
Saw it one time, and that was...
Yeah, I think I've only seen it the once.
Yeah. It's more than enough, but I guess I couldn't say hated. I just like, okay, you know what? It's not my Phoenix saga. That's fine. I'll move on.
Yeah, that it was a very pale in comparison to that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I think we've gone off the rails here. So other stuff reading. I'm just trying to take a quick look and see.
Yeah, I was looking at mine. Some things that I'm looking forward to reading that I have not. We'll go to that. There, Oni Press had a sale. I picked up the volume one. Oh wait, no, it was I think it was Image. Yeah, volume one of Black Science, which I've heard good things about, and I do believe that is Matt Fraction. No, Rick Remender. Excuse me. The Cowl volume one, which is that Higgins guy, Kyle Higgins, which is a story about a superhero union, which should be interesting. Let's see. Whatever.
Oh, that's the COWL. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got all the Queen and Country stuff by Rucka. I got two volumes I haven't read. Volume one of Southern Bastards by Jason Aaron. I've heard that was interesting. First issue of The Wake by Snyder. Oh, that's another good one. The season zero of they make a comic based on the TV show. It's called Season Zero of The Flash. I'm liking that. It's got Phil Hester doing the art on it. Good stuff.
Is he writing it too?
No, he is not writing it. The Guggenheim guy is the ones from the series.
We're a little behind on watching it. I think the last one we watched was the Plastique episode. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's coming up next in 5 days, starting back up.
We are behind on that. We're behind on Gotham. Wait, we haven't even watched... season two of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did a marathon of that. I dislike Gotham so much, I haven't done very much with it. I just don't like it. I don't know.
The wife likes it, so it's sort of, we found a meeting of the minds with that show.
Yeah, I think I got a couple episodes left. I do. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. turned out better than I thought. It's pretty good. So, let's see. Gotham was renewed. Constantine has not, and they moved its time slot and its ratings went down. So I expect that to be canceled after the first season.
Good.
Which, well, you didn't like it? I like it a hell of a lot better than Gotham, personally. Arrow's getting a season 4.
Shocking.
Flash is getting a season 2. Which, you know, that's great, because that's an awesome show. The kids love it. I do, too. My mom loves it. I'm trying to watch what other shows that are on that I'm watching.
Well,
Justified's getting a last season. I'm a season behind on that.
Orphan Black is coming back. Yay!
Yeah, see, I haven't watched that yet. It's on Amazon Prime. I need to.
Yeah, you can watch. I think season 1 is... with the subscription for Amazon Prime. I don't know if season 2 is yet.
It might not be. Well,
yeah. Real quick, comic book wise, the cutest comic and the best comic to come out in weeks, Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good...
It's so wacky out there. Marvel once again going independent with their superhero book is tremendous. And great portrayal of Kraven the Hunter. Ant-Man was okay. I think it's clearly a set. It's clearly going in the direction of whatever the movie's going to go.
What did you? Which one did you say?
Ant-Man.
Okay, I didn't hear it for some reason.
That's all good. And let me see. The stuff with the Green Lanterns and the New Gods was okay. It kind of fizzled at the end. And I was a little shocked.
I don't know if I can bring myself to read them anymore. I haven't read it in a long time.
Justice League 3000 has taken a good turn, though. I don't want them to focus too much on the Blue Beetle booster gold. I don't want them to lose track of their regular characters.
I agree totally.
Wolverine's is kind of... I'll keep checking it out just because... Action Comics, best Superman book out there right now.
I haven't read that in a while.
Oh, you would like it.
What's his name left? Robert Morrison. I haven't touched it.
Greg Pak is doing some really interesting stuff with that.
Most of the stuff of his I've read, I've liked. I became a big fan after the Planet Hulk. I bought that Planet Hulk trade just because I was bored with what I was reading and wanted something different and heard a lot about it, and I loved that.
You'll like it. Dude, make some time. He does some great stuff with...
All right.
Recently with Lana Lang and John Irons.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
Let me see. Star Wars #1 came out this week, which was really good.
Yeah, I almost bought it, but it was $5.
It's worth every penny.
Is it now? Oh,
well, absolutely.
All right, then. We'll have great to check it out.
Great characterizations if you like those characters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love those characters.
Who doesn't? Let's see. Daredevil, always good.
Yes, Daredevil.
Did you read that Purple Man story that he did?
Yes, that was awesome.
Wasn't it great?
Oh, I know. He can take things and just twist it. Well, we all know I'm a Mark Waid fanboy.
Yeah.
But it's just great stuff.
I didn't realize until that storyline that Purple Man was originally a Daredevil villain. I had no idea.
Yeah, it seems like I saw that somewhere.
I always associated him with Fantastic Four or with the Avengers and because of his power level.
Yeah, yeah.
Never struck me as a street level bad guy.
Well, it seems like he would be a lot more scarier in that context than with the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Yeah. So and then Valiant's kind of fallen off my radar.
Me too.
Unfortunately, I try and keep an eye out, but I didn't like the last stuff they did with the Archer and Armstrong characters. It got too comedic.
Oh, yeah, I dropped that too, and the art was too cartoony looking. Yeah. And
it's too far off the rails. And Quantum and Woody was always a sitcom, so I appreciated it, but it ended, and I didn't like any of the spinoff series they did, which was a shame.
Yeah.
And the Harbinger stuff.
Yeah, it's just not as good. I think they ended it too soon.
Yeah.
But I've tried to read some of the new stuff because I love that, those characters, and it's just way off the rails, I think.
So they added the Faith character over in Unity, which I picked up, I think it was issue, I want to say it was 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
See, what I enjoyed more than that is I haven't finished it, is that Armor Wars thing they were doing. That was actually pretty interesting. And I don't think I'm buying any Valiant stuff now.
Which is frustrating because they were putting out, I think they were putting out like 3 books that I was getting on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I got in my last DCBS thing, I got the 2015 preview and what they're doing with it. And it's like 4-issue series, limited series, looks like a lot of it. Well, except for Ivar the Time Walker, that's a Fred Van Lente book. And you got something called Divinity, a 4-issue series by Matt Kint. Imperium is the new Harbinger thing, Joshua Dystart.
Yep.
With Doug Braithwaite is doing art on it.
Ooh, Dougie Braithwaite.
And it's something.
He doesn't go by Dougie anymore, does he?
No, I wouldn't have any idea. Yeah, Bloodshot Reborn by Jeff Lemire. And art by him and Mikko Suyagan. An ongoing series starting in April 2015. I've noticed that a lot of the big-time DC people that have really kept them going for me, Lemire and Scott Snyder, and I'm trying to think of somebody else, they're not exclusive with them anymore, and they're putting other stuff out. So,
Boom is getting a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I haven't looked.
No, I'm not reading anything from Boom right now. I wish I were, but I'm not. I picked up the first issue of Sirens, and as always with Perez, it was very wordy and not very interesting.
No, it doesn't make much sense, and I'm just buying it for the art. I don't even know if I remember if I read the second issue or not. I just kind of looked at it.
His art is pretty mediocre in it, Chris.
I tend to agree. I think he just he rushed it out to get something out, and that's what it seemed like to me. So.
Yeah, he likes to put a lot of words in his books, and it's boring. I mean, I'm sorry. I like the guy. He's a sweet man, but his writing is snooze worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, which is a shame.
Yeah, it's just all over the place.
I didn't even know number 2 came out.
Yeah, I did. It's all over the place.
All right. Well, I may have to hunt it up and see if it puts me to sleep like number 1 did.
Yeah, it doesn't make it is. It's too hard to follow. Okay. He just likes to draw women in various stages of dress, and that's the main reason I'm reading it. I'll have to be honest. I just love Perez's work. We all know this.
Sure.
His writing, however, not so much. But hey, you know, to each his own.
Absolutely.
I didn't buy the book The Writing of George Perez for Christmas. I got the one The Art of George Perez for Christmas. So.
The Writing of George Perez would have been about 1,500 pages.
Yeah,
so.
I think it would be, yes. it would be quite lengthy.
And boring.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is, though, he's writing about the story of his career. In his own words, and that's actually interesting.
I'm sure that is. I mean, going from what I don't even know what his first published work was, but probably going back then to.
I think it was Marvel first.
Was it Marvel? He didn't do any. That Gold Key nonsense thing.
Let's see. I have the book right here.
Then.
Let's see. 70s. No, it shows. Maybe he did. Oh, no. Unknown Worlds of Science Fiction was some of his first work.
And I don't know.
Back in the 70s.
That wouldn't have been Gold Key. That would have been one of those other weirdo prints.
He began working with Rich Buckler in 1973 after he got married.
So he's been working in comics for 40 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and some of his early stuff, you really can't tell. But it starts in the 70s, and it's got great big huge pages, and I haven't got to the part where he talks about. I don't know if I'm up to the 80s. No, I'm still in the 70s when he's doing Avengers.
Well, I hope what he gets out of Boom is a nice little movie contract or something like that for his book. And
Yeah, that would be great.
Ooh. I mean, that's what Boom's all about, is setting these guys up with the studios in L.A.
Yeah.
And, put a few $100,000 in the bank and then he can chill for the next, 20 years of his life.
Yeah, see, he just needs health insurance because of his... him and his wife.
And he gets it. That's something else Boom offers, apparently. Someone comes on their contract, they get insurance, which is
amazing. When he got that last exclusive with DC, that was part of his deal.
Was insurance, which is great. Warner Brothers, apparently,
Mm-hmm. They don't do that for everybody.
Nope. Good for him.
Yeah, I thought so.
Because those guys, they're all contractors, and mm-hmm. contractors have to pay out of their own pocket. I mean, you hear about these guys are... getting sick, and all of a sudden they're having to sell their shoes because they need to,
absolutely
pay for whatever it is that's going on, which sucks. I mean, that's why I stay corporate. I want my health insurance.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. That's same here.
Sad but true.
Yep. So I think we've rambled on good enough, haven't we?
I think we have. Hey, best of luck to Murray. I hope your mom's doing well.
Yeah. Yeah. Thoughts are out there for you, man. Need anything, you let us know. So, yeah. That's about it here.
All right. I'm good.
I'm good, too. Okay. Well, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelawnbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can join us on Facebook with our ever-growing group of friends and neighborly sort of geeks.
Who are you people? Tell us who you are.
Yeah, well, there's a select few that talk up a lot. pardon me. God,
that's a freaking email. Where
the hell that came from all of a sudden? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah! You can comment on those actual episodes. Unless you're a spammer and I've blocked your IP address, then you can't. Somebody was trying to break into the site the other day and had to block a whole range.
Yeah, bastages.
Bastages. I'm watching all the time, so just, I don't want to, I'm not going to say any more because then somebody's going to go and actually do hack it, so.
Big Brother Mosby.
Yeah, that's me. That's it. That's it for this week. Until next time, we are out.